welcome to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I am Steven.
Okay, so we're in the thick of it now. We're getting really close to Halloween. Folks, it doesn't get much serious than this. We have to decide what we're going to be for Halloween.
I know.
And
has anybody tried being themselves?
That is so boring,
so much
and no one wants to see that.
That's so much more scary than...
Yes. I'd rather go out and spend $200 on something that no one would recognize anyway, rather than me just trying to be myself.
Yeah, that's true.
I need this $100 Teletubby costume? No. Am I going to wear it?
Have I already bought it?
Yeah.
There's a woman up the street who has a shop, and it's a costume shop.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
She'll like customize a Halloween costume for you. Like she'll sew it so it fits you better.
Oh my God, that thing's going to cost like $2,000.
No. She's in Vancouver, Washington. She's on Main Street.
It's like two blocks away.
Yeah, it's like four.
What's the name of that store?
It's something close.
Oh my gosh, is that the one next to the Brick House?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I saw that. You know, I've never been in there. I saw the
let's
the
go as a group.
It's fanciful. We'll hold hands and we'll go.
If you
want to
know
costumes.
All about that, you listen to Jen's Authenticity Matters. She actually interviewed the woman, but just 1400 at Main Street, Vancouver. There's a place. It's something clothiers,
and you can get costumes there.
And you get costumes,
huh?
They actually have been trying to reach out to play directors, like teachers who put on plays, mm-hmm. because they'll.
Yeah.
Help costume, you know, outfit the whole cast.
Man, I got to go over there.
Pretty amazing.
Especially in your case. That'd be super helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Have your own tailor.
That'd be dope. Yeah.
The woman's super nice. She knows what she's doing. It's great.
You know, there's a lot of good businesses down here.
Yeah.
I just got my photos done over at Kate Singh Photography.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing.
She did my drag photos, mm-hmm. and she was amazing.
They're pretty
Kate,
fun.
If you're listening, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That photo went straight to Instagram, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for me as well, because I enjoyed it.
Okay, so costumes.
Yes.
What's everybody going to be? Okay, Scotty.
Scotty,
I can see you doing Dennis the Menace.
No, well, we've been looking at couples costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was not very happy with Tiffany's first choice.
So here's the thing about couples. This is what they do, Scotty. You can't just have an idea by yourself.
Yeah.
This is what happens. And so, like...
She wanted me to be Lord Farquaad.
That's actually pretty good.
I said, I'm pretty salty about this. About as salty as those peanuts over there. And I was... It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Actually, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, we're going to paint you green then all the way.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That could get kinky later, actually. I don't want to take it there, but like, maybe, I don't know.
I'm supposed to go to a party for Halloween, and it's like a forced theme.
Uh-huh.
So I can't just...
I hate parties like that.
I was going to go... I had a costume for last year, but I got sick. And I was going to go as a Star Wars rebel. Mm-hmm. Just generic, not like anybody, but just like, hey, I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
And then I got sick and I couldn't go. But then this year it's like a...
It's like a forced...
It's like psycho circus theme.
Forced.
See, I can't do that.
And I'm like, I can't.
Oh, what? What was the theme?
I don't even know, but I'm...
Do you remember American Horror Story?
Yes.
Do you know, they have a different iterations of that. Some parties now, and this has been happening since it like took off,
mm-hmm.
they do like American Horror Story type themed, like some seasons were like about witches, and then
one of them was like murder house.
Yeah. Well, what he's describing is they had this one called Freak Show, and it took place in a circus.
The circus, right?
Right. And you know, for me, I mean, like, I am not the biggest fan of the circus anyway, and so like a gory circus.
Yeah,
That ain't it for me.
Clowns are already pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Like
we went to the one that popped up over here by the mall. It was pretty good, but
what was it themed?
It was DiNardo's, I think. No, it was like a regular circus.
Oh, you're talking about
it was a pop up circus.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. And by the way, There should not be any pop-up circuses.
Yeah,
period.
No. They need.
That's,
they need.
That's creepy. By
it might be a fever dream that I had where it just was like, come to the circus.
Just in a parking lot.
I'm not doing no circus.
There was
pop
a lot of
anything.
A green fog around the whole thing. So it was
No, we're not doing that. This sounds like an R.L. Stein book. I'm good on that one.
Did you get eaten by a giant PB&J sandwich?
Slappy the dummy came out.
You know how they have like, oh, I'm a sexy nurse. Oh, I'm a sexy.
If you go to Halloween Spirit, they got a sexy everything in there.
Right.
Well, it's a cheeseburger that's sexier.
The thing so is, drippy. I think that there's a way that you can do the same thing, but for creepy. It's like, oh, what are you? I'm a creepy garbage man. You know, like you just
First of all, that is terrible. Like we have the utmost respect for garbage for
folk,
all sanitation and waste management.
No, obviously that's why it's creepy. It's like it's not a regular garbage man. The regular garbage man, they're doing an essential service for our society. I'm talking about. Creepy one.
Listen,
like,
anything. Listen, hold on. Anything. If you've taken the max, you know that anything can be creepy if it's close enough to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, regular people, every day can be very. You know what I mean? It's not a stretch. I don't know how we got to garbage man on this one, but I don't like it.
Oh, look at that sweet old man on the max.
Okay.
Look at that old man on the max. It flips very quickly on public transit.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay,
so,
Zane.
What am I? I haven't been not myself because I'm just that lame guy who does Halloween and is just like, I don't want to dress up and feel stupid.
Okay,
I know.
You do the anti costumes.
I know, and it's super tacky. It's been done before. It's really annoying.
Do you know what you should do? And it would be dope. It'd be really good. No.
Okay.
Do Huey from the Boondocks.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would be sweet.
That'd be like pretty sweet.
And then you could do the Samurai Huey from the Boondocks.
Oh, yeah.
And that, or you could just do Afro Samurai
with. I'm working on a song that's an Afro Samurai theme, so I think that would be pretty good time
to
drop
it.
You know?
That would be so
good. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sick.
If you were so disturbed that you would dye your fro blonde, you could be Bo.
Oh my goodness.
What is that? I don't even know what that
anime
is.
Anime callback.
Yeah, wow. I know. I do.
It was on the CW for kids.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
You know, Toonami did for a generation what nothing else did for a generation. Like, Toonami.
Oh, my gosh. I love Toonami.
That was just so revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Like, I still remember Samurai Jack.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Oh, yeah. Afro Samurai. What was a big O? Do you remember Big O?
Unfortunately. And I can't think of it. I don't know how boring it was. It had to have just been like.
Oh, no, it was great.
I just like the fact that
Cowboy
like,
Bebop.
Black kids are like, yo, anime, it's dope now. I'm like, come on.
That was
Where
a
was
whole...
this freaking
I got beat up
ago.
So you guys could do this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
you,
a pioneer.
You walked so we could run.
Yeah, I'm like the first black kid at
you
an all-white school.
You walked so they could Naruto run.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember being the closet nerd as far as anime was because I was too liked in high school to be like I could be weird. I mean, not weird, but I could be like
eccentric.
I could have weird friends who I would, you know. I had this one friend, I swear to you, I used to go over his house and he had a PlayStation. And we used to play Twisted Metal.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? That's how. That's how. Crash Bandicoot.
Yep. Yep.
Just all kinds of games and stuff. But for me, anime was, we're going to come back and talk about these costumes here in a moment.
All right.
I really think that you should do Afro Samurai.
That'd be pretty sick.
I think that it would be really
good.
I still go on the Dennis the Menace for you, for Scotty. I don't know. I feel
Lord
like
Farquaad's pretty solid.
Plus, you could prank people.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know even what Dennis the Menace is.
Wow. Okay,
I've heard of it.
Okay, we have so much to talk about here, folks. You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas,
and I'm Steven.
And we'll be right back.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morel Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morel Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop that since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morel Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morel Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morelinc.com. That's MoreLink.com.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scott.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
So during our break, Scotty looked up. We were talking about Halloween costumes and what everyone's going to do. And we kind of came down to on Afro Samurai for Zane. I think that's really good. Yeah. I think it's really good.
I think it's a great choice for you.
And then we came as a rebel for...
The thing that I've always wanted to do is Moses. And I could really pull that off.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can't do that with like an insane circus or like, you know, zombie. Like it could be
zombie Moses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's accurate. That's pretty accurate. Yeah. And then we came down on Dennis the Menace. Well, you said Lord Farquaad. Uh-huh. And that's actually pretty good. Like, that's pretty good. Yeah. It's a couple's costume.
I think it'd be cute.
And she would be Fiona and you'd be Lord Farquaad. I think that'd be cute. But.
Hmm.
Hear me on this, Zane and Steven. You guys know Dennis the Menace, right?
Yeah.
I think Dennis the Menace would be a good fit. Or
you have your hat backwards, Scotty.
Yeah,
I looked it up, and me and Savannah are fighting after this.
Like a 90s, I'm gonna be a boxer. 90s white kid.
Okay,
you have your hat backwards.
Or maybe the kid from Problem Child. Remember the kid from Problem Child? Da-na-na-na-na-na. No?
No.
I don't
Does
know.
No one get this reference?
I get it a little bit.
It was one of those really obnoxious kids
that barely got away with being so obnoxious because he was cute, but he was basically just a...
Oh, no, this kid was terrible. This kid was in a boarding school or nunnery or whatever, or an orphanage or something, and he had to get adopted, but like they threw this... There's a scene, a classic scene. John Ritter is in this movie, by the way. I cannot believe I'm having to explain this to three people.
I feel like
John Ritter was in this movie, and this movie was like really good, you know. Wow,
so good that none of us saw it.
You were in Iowa eating corn, Zane. So I don't even try.
Zane was playing Killer Instinct and reading comic books.
Oh yeah, man, exactly. Did you play Killer Instinct?
No, fighting games.
Oh, you hate fighting
Killer
games.
Wait, who's your Killer Instinct character?
Do you like racing games?
No.
Shooters.
I'm pretty sure that Zane is AI or something. Like he's
Zane's an NPC.
Yeah, I only tune it, you know, tune in every once in a while. Yeah. I'm just like, I have pun, and then I just
he drops one
and then I disappear for another 15
minutes. I have
pun. Ha ha ha. I'm here all week. Tip the wait staff.
I'm
telling you. And he doesn't like bagels, which I'm gonna continuously bring up. Haven't gotten better. There's so many. I'm not gonna do this with you, Zane. I'm not gonna do this with you. Here's what I will say for you.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
That's all you can give me.
That's all I can give you.
That is
prayers.
Brutal.
What about you? What are you gonna be for Halloween? What's your?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have to kind of double dip in this. So I'm gonna have to be in drag.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Savannah, I'm trying to get an idea of what I want her to do because I don't want it to be just like in drag and then be boring. So, like, it has to be over the top. Like,
over
really,
the top.
It's already over the top.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Even more over the top.
Little Bo Peep, right? But you got to make it like it. Too much makeup even for drag.
However, Little Bo Peep with a little black sheep would be really dope.
This is my other costume for her.
Yeah.
You're actually co-hosting this event. You were not told.
Yeah, Little Bo Peep.
I am both Afro Samurai and the black sheep.
I can't do that to Zane, man. That'd be wrong on so many levels.
Just crying.
I just bring Zane. He's in regular clothes.
This is
the black sheep.
This is the black sheep. This checks out. Zane as himself.
It would save us both a lot of money.
Absolutely. Like, there we go. I'm here for it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, you know, I think that, so when you go to Halloween parties, after you get all the costumes and such, right?
Sure.
You go to Halloween parties, you got to have I think Halloween parties are kind of forever changed. I think that, like, Halloween parties are, like, the costume
Where you have to wear a mask now?
I don't know. Like, I would, oh, well, you're okay. certainly not bobbing for apples. Those days are okay. done. That's,
yeah. You should have never been bobbing for apples.
We yeah, this probably something we should yeah. have never been doing yeah, is bobbing exactly, for apples. Yeah.
We've solved things.
I like everyone does a basic costume. We play a little like beer pong or music or whatever. We just kind of hang out. I don't like the crazy. I'm past that age now. Where,
really?
If it's a rager going on, well,
Halloween's kind of like one of those holidays where you can like let go a little bit, yeah. a little bit, right? I feel here's a game for me. I feel like the people with what would be considered the worst ideas for a costume, like mm-hmm. not the worst costume, but like if someone did like I don't know, a priest, just a regular priest or mm-hmm. something, like you yeah, know, yeah. not really any thought into it, right? Mm-hmm. I think that you should take all the candy corn in the house and throw it at them.
Mm. Perfect.
Yeah. I think that that's it. And
why would you waste good candy corn?
There's an endless supply okay. of candy
see,
corn.
This is what this
made,
is where we at. See,
it was all made in one batch.
I had to suss him out. You see that? You saw him right there? You see him? He doesn't like
you
bagels.
You know what? I'm going to scoot over.
Yeah. He yeah, doesn't like bagels, but he likes candy corn.
You know what would be better on an everything bagel? Hear me
you
out.
Say candy corn.
If you say candy corn.
Listen, I know how you guys feel about corn, but hear me out. Imagine.
I've been accused of bringing violence to the show, but I mean, nothing.
All right, we're going to.
This is where Zane thrives.
Dude, there's three levels of deliciousness. They're all different colors.
Gosh.
They're all the same flavor, but in your mind. In your mind?
Booty. You, they wait, taste you, like booty.
Would you just wake up and eat candles? Is that what you do?
Wait, it literally tastes
like
wax.
I have a question.
It tastes like wax.
Is the bagel with the candy corn, is it heated? I mean,
why are you asking questions? Stop. We're not
doing
it. Are you melting the candy corn down so it's like a paste?
We are not entertaining this conversation with bagels and candy corn. This is an abomination, and it will not stand. It will not stand.
Well, fine.
Let's just go back to candy corn.
Okay.
Zane, do you eat Peeps?
No.
Okay, so you have a line.
Yeah.
But candy corn's not there.
Yeah. No,
How can you sit here and
there's
look
two different flavors
eye,
of candy corn.
How can you
there's
look
the
me,
chocolate ones?
Bad and worse.
Oh my God. You
shut
eat
up,
the
Scotty.
Chocolate?
Shut up. I will there's delete a, your masters a, for your news your new EP. I'll delete all of it. I
no!
swear. I learned how to hack. I will.
I will. Zane's hacking.
Listen to me. You eat two kinds of candy corn. So you don't just like eat candy corn. You divest.
He's a candy cornoisseur, if you will.
Oh my gosh.
I love candy corn. I love puns. I hated that. Yeah, I had to say that.
Thank you and good night.
All right, you've been listening to Rogue Apostles on YouTube. Sending this off.
It was actually pretty good. I can't believe you missed it.
I was waiting patiently.
Yeah, I can't believe you missed it. Okay. So, obviously.
Why does everyone hate candy corn?
Because it happens every year and everyone's nasty.
Do you like the pumpkin, the little wax pumpkin candy?
Yes, they're like candy corn, like, except bigger.
Yes.
They're more plump.
Yeah.
I want my candy corn thick.
it's like candy corn Thickums edition.
Oh my God. For every crystal girl that's out there right now.
If you got crystals, thigh highs, and some candy corn, Zane, his heart is stolen.
Pew,
yeah,
pew.
Yeah.
He's sweating right now. He's pink.
He'll get married.
Somehow.
Right?
Yeah.
All she got to have is some thick thighs, some thick candy corn, and some crystals.
I want that candy corn thick.
Oh my God. I cannot believe you.
Listen. You can question my taste in women, but not my taste in candy.
I'm questioning both, okay? I question both. Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. And before we go, listen, pray for Zane.
Please,
get online and thoughts and prayers for Zane and his candy corn addiction.
Way to be Zane.
You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW Vancouver. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll be right back.
Domestic violence is not okay, and it's on the rise, especially now during this time of COVID-19. Domestic violence comes in many forms, such as physical abuse, verbal, financial, sexual, stalking, and technological abuses. If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, we can help. The Vancouver Police Department and the YWCA are here for you. You are not alone, even in this time of crisis. You can call the YWCA at 360-695-0501 or call 911 for the police. You can also find helpful information about the Safe Choice Domestic Violence Program at ywcaclarkcounty.org and in Portland at ywcapdx.org. KXRW programming is made possible by the generous support by David Dansky with David's Toys, buyer and collector of old toy trains, including Lionel, Flyer, Ives, and Marks. He is interested in buying old transportation-related toys as well as toy trains from the late 1800s to the 1960s. David offers appraisals for fellow toy train lovers as well. David's Toys can be reached at 360-576-1602. That's 360-576-1602.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostles Show. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
You know, one thing that I really do like when we come out of the summer and get into the fall is just like, there's so much new music coming out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's
my
so
goodness.
Much new music coming out. You know, you get that tempo shift. You know, everybody's getting into their, you know, starting to get
the
into
fall
their Halloween. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am really digging a lot of the new stuff that, you know, obviously, you know, I'm in drag and I hear all of the Beyonce tracks. As soon as she released that album, oh my gosh, I rolled my eyes so hard because I knew I was going to hear the same three songs.
Yeah.
A million times on those stages, and I was not.
She's like, I'm gonna do dance
wrong.
Pop, and they're like,
yeah,
crush.
That was it.
Game
yeah,
over.
This is it. Yeah, thank you, Beyonce. You helped drag. You've done.
That was your contribution.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's what she was looking for.
Yeah,
her and Cher.
But you know, R&B is really starting to pick up again. You know, R&B for me was really big for me in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Sure.
You know, you had, you know, for me, one of my favorite R&B artists, well, I have a couple, but like, you know, Music Soul Child, ooh, D'Angelo, you know, Neo Soul, you
I
know,
love that
and they lump that in with R&B, you
yeah.
know,
it's
you know, a lot. But
sexy
it, no, it
singing.
Is
pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah,
sexy
yeah,
singing.
Yeah. Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, you know, I had Maya and stuff. But
oh,
now, I mean, we have a lot of artists who are, you know, pop artists or, you know, just outside of that genre, really tipping their hats to those people who have been consistent in R&B for decades, you know, and we're starting to really appreciate it more. And so, you know, it got me to thinking because I was listening to the radio and I said, it was a really good R&B song and I heard it was R&B, but then there was a rap. And for a moment I was like, this sounds like Zane and something Zane and Scotty would do.
Ooh. You know, I could see that collaboration happening.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like I'm really good with hooks and melody ad libs.
Yeah, and I saw Zane rap. Actually, he did a performance at Underbar.
I did,
and
amazing.
I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is serious.
I produced a show with Zane, and he was one of the headliners.
Yeah,
I was the host
and the host.
Yeah, he found that out like really
the day of.
I walked up and he started sweating. I was like, oh
yeah.
No, but so is there any, like, first of all, I really want to talk about your new music because each of you, you know, for the folks that don't know, you know, each person on the Rogue Apostles is either producing other people or their own projects. You know, I produce a lot of live shows, but you know, mainly I'm doing comedy shows, drag shows, brunches and such like that. But you know, I've produced some shows with Scotty's actually done some in-studio singing here actually at KXRW.
I performed my first single live when they opened the grand opening of the ballroom.
That's pretty good.
It was really good. I got a lot of positive feedback, and I've just been working really hard in the studio on my new stuff.
Yeah.
I have 4 of the 5 done for the album, so we just got the 5th one pretty much written. So
I listened to one of those songs, and I swear to God, I was like, wait, this is what is going on?
Who is
like,
this person?
Who
yeah,
is this person?
No one.
Because you switched it up. It was really good. and I did hear about you two collaborating, Zane and you collaborating, and I was
it's
just
in the
like,
works right now, yeah.
And I was just I'm telling you, I was listening to the radio,
and
I heard this very smooth R&B song, and then there was just like this rap, and I was just like,
yo,
man, this sounds
this has all the stuff that it needs,
yeah. And so like, okay, so here's the thing,
okay.
Zane, you've got quite a few projects that you're working on right
now.
Yep, sorry, that was loud.
He clipped.
Yeah, he clipped. Yeah, but you got quite a few projects you're working on right now. you know, before I saw this show, I used to think, and this is kind of how you got booked here. I was like, here's a person who is a very good comedian. And such a great musical talent, but it was hard for me. I put comedian before musical talent until I saw your music, and I said, actually, this might be a musical talent, and he just might be very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a funny rapper, not a rapping comedian.
Yeah. And I said to myself, okay, he's on another level. Like, funny, don't get, and yeah, no tea, no shade, but like, he's funny. You know what I mean? Like, if I had to say that, I would, you're not generic. I wouldn't say you're signature selects from Safeway.
Oh my gosh.
But I would say that your rapping is very top tier. If you were a mid-shelf comedian, you are top shelf rapper. That
all right.
Some of your
end up somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
well, here's the thing. I'm kind of a mid talent comedian, but I excel at hosting. Like, sure. I'm really good at hosting.
Absolutely. You know this what I mean? Radio
like,
show. This...
You know, I just, you know, I like to tell stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and you know, I know where my talents are. I can.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. I recognize that. Like, music is something that, like, I'm just inherently like
you
good
excel at.
Like,
at,
yeah. Like comedy, I'll have to like sit there and be like, how do I come up with a joke? And like, honestly, yeah.
And
they
don't
do
get me
kind
wrong.
Of...
You're a really good comedian.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But your rapping is. Yeah. I mean, your musical talent. I remember. Okay, we were in Underbar. And I had the owners were there for that show. Mm-hmm. They texted me and told me how good you were. I wasn't even there.
Wow. Yep.
Yes, that's how good you were. I saw the video afterwards, and they were like, yeah, we should definitely. So, you know, you're going back there.
You know, being funny and being good at music, there's precedent for that. There's one kid that I've heard who is a really good comedian and also an excellent musician. So, like, he'll play a concert, and then he'll do the patter in between, and it's just hysterical.
Yeah.
Is this guy you may have heard of? Steve Martin?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Okay.
Dust, that old chestnut. He plays a banjo pretty well.
No. He's kind of only murders in the building.
I don't mean to sound crass, and I actually really do like Steve Martin.
Yeah.
You know, I'm old enough to know Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah. He's in,
you know,
Only Murders in the Building is a new show with...
With Martin Short.
Amazing. So good.
Yeah.
I saw Steve Martin and Steep Canyon Rangers, and they would kind of like leave all the patter to him, and he said literally some of the funniest. It was like the symphony, you know, everybody's like really serious, and I started laughing. I mean, everybody could hear me laughing because he told the joke, and I just
I could see it. You being a Steve Martin fan. Most of my friends who are Steve Martin friends are older. They're much older or my age, and I'm not gonna date myself here, but you know, but
that little kid did that one time.
But you know, who he reminds me of, the only other talent that I know, and this guy is exceptional as an actor, but even his music is, you know, Childish Gambino.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
My goodness.
Right there. Dude, when you look right there, right?
There you go.
Yep.
That's, and because here's the thing, and I know we're gonna have to cut here for a minute. It wasn't just your timing, it was the substance of your lyrics.
Yeah.
And it was just some of the realest stuff I've ever heard. And so your talent even made it even better.
Yep. Well, hey, no, I appreciate it. You guys need to go check out A Chance to Start Again on Spotify, just under Zane Thomas, ZaneThomas. It's a 5-song EP, meant a whole lot to me, and it'd mean a lot if you checked it out.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in to the Rogue Apostle Show. I mean, you know, this one was really fun for me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it was really fun for everyone.
Oh, I had a blast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW Vancouver. I'm Savannah.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll see you next time.